This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana tomorrow on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting. Thereafter, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamunanagar and address the gathering on the occasion. Boosting power infrastructure in the region, along with the vision of electricity reaching the last mile, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamunanagar. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur in Yamunanagar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 14.4-kilometre Rewari bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. The Calcutta High Court has ordered immediate deployment of central forces in West Bengal's Murshidabad district after the incidents of widespread violence, vandalism and arson in the areas of the Waqf Amendment Act issue. The order came after hearing of the petition filed by the leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, in Calcutta High Court, alleging unrest in several parts of the state. A special bench of Justices Somin Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary heard the case on and ordered the deployment of central forces. The court also stated that this direction should not be limited to Murshidabad district alone. Wherever similar situations arise in other districts, central forces may be deployed immediately to control the situation and restore normalcy. The bench further directed that the central forces are to operate in coordination with the state administration. At least 3 people were killed in the clashes in Murshidabad and over 138 individuals have been arrested in connection with the violence. Government has invited nominations for the Padma Awards 2026, which will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. Nominations are open until 31st July this year and the nomination process began on the 15th of last month. Our correspondent reports that the nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to the martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. In a social media post, he said that the coming generations will always remember the martyrs' indomitable spirit. He said that it was a dark chapter in our nation's history. The festival of Harvest Baisakhi is being celebrated with traditional enthusiasm in the northern part of the country today. Baisakhi is celebrated with much fanfare in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to citizens on Baisakhi today. In a social media post, he said that the festival brings new hope, happiness and abundance into everyone's life. Mr. Modi added that the festival celebrates the spirit of togetherness, gratitude and renewal. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Assam and Meghalaya today. The IMD has also predicted thunderstorms along with gusty winds and lightning over Kerala, Mahi, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and Telangana. More from our correspondent.
The weather department predicted thunderstorms with lightning over south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal and north interior Karnataka. The IMD added that thunderstorms with gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are expected over east and northeast India over the next 2 to 3 days. Further, the IMD predicted heatwave conditions at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. The IMD added that heatwave conditions are likely to prevail in west and east Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab and Haryana from the 14th to 18th of this month. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. While in the second clash of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.